Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, happy Wednesday, my friends. Of course, welcome to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive Time Tuesday to Friday from 4 p.m. I'm back later on today, actually, or earlier on, depending on when you listen. Anyway, I'm with Darren Benn, or was. Anyway, we kick things off today with the Champions League. And of course, Chelsea hilariously getting dumped out at the hands of Real Madrid. Here's the fallout on TalkSport.
It's Real Madrid 2, Chelsea 3, but 5-4 to Los Blancos on aggregate. So cheer us
up. Oh, Jason, how are you?
Oh, heartbroken.
How are you feeling right now?
Heartbroken. Heartbroken, mate. Glorious failure, I'm afraid.
Unbelievable night. And I tell you what, watching a game of football with you is like having a ball in a china shop.
Thomas Tuchel will be the first one to talk, and he'll try and pick them up ahead of the semi-final at the weekend in the FA Cup. But that was nothing short of tactical, absolutely superiority in the first 90 minutes. And the game, the only reason Real Madrid are now through is the one bit of magic from Luka Modric.
Teases it down for Modric, over the top from him, and right footed is volleyed in by Rodrigo. And Real Madrid have got the goal that throws them a lifeline.
A player like Modric, who's capable of genius, produced it when it matters.
In the end, we were unlucky. We deserve to go through after this performance and after this match today, but it was not meant to be. And as you know, you need luck in games like this. Was not on our side.
They leave ashen-faced. They leave eliminated. They leave their Champions League trophy in Madrid.
Disappointed that the referee had a good time with my colleague, with Carlo Ancelotti. I know that Carlo is a gentleman and a nice guy, but when I wanted to go and say thank you for the match, I see him laughing and smiling and laughing loud with the opponent's coach. I think this is the very, very wrong time to do this after final whistle in 126 minutes and one team giving their heart and fighting to the very last drop. And you go as a coach and see the referee smiling and laughing with the other coach. I think it's a very, very bad timing. And I told him this.
Who's in the background? What's going on, Dave? Is someone in the background?
Yeah.
Who is? What's she saying? What does she think of the game?
They have to lose, but I'm glad they lost.
What? Hey! Hold on. Dave?
There you
Dave,
go.
Dave, can I speak to your lady? Yeah. Can I speak to her?
Hello.
Hi, who am I speaking to, please?
Emma.
Who's your team, Emma?
Liverpool.
Of all the teams, eh? All the teams.
Every goal that scored, he's been jumping up and down.
What were you doing when Benzema scored the header in extra time? What did you do?
And Karim Benzema scores with his head yet again.
I was cheering.
That's disgusting. That's brutal.
That's brutal in the same household. We all live in the
yellow submarine. Former Arsenal manager Unai Emery is celebrating reaching the semi-finals for the first time in his career, for the second year running. Bayern trip up at the quarter-final stage. Finished Bayern Munich 1, Villarreal 1. Villarreal win 2-1 on aggregate.
On now to Liverpool, and of course they lead Benfica 3-1 on aggregate going into tonight's Champions League quarter-final. And after Sunday's draw in the Premier League against City, Reds boss Jurgen Klopp was not happy with the lack of rest his players have had. Oh, they're so tired, these 25-year-olds on $200,000 a week. Anyway, Kloppy claims that the gap in the turnaround in between matches is not long enough. No, I agree, they should have a couple of years off between matches.
If you find another league in the world and another broadcasting thing where they put then the one team who's in semi-final, it might be two, it might be three English teams, on a 12:30, like, throw them a little stick between the legs. It's just a, what? What are you doing? Why would you do that? So that's why it's so difficult, why it never happens, because nobody cares. So that's why it's unbelievable. We are still in three competitions. We play City, we saw how difficult it was. How could I sit here and think about other cups? We play Benfica tomorrow, and how could I think about winning the Champions League? I don't. We just try to squeeze everything out to stay as long in the competition as somehow possible and then be there, hopefully in the final or not, we will see, or in the league, that you can make the last decisive final step. That's it. Nothing. And if you don't have enough players, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't sit here today and have a day off probably because we don't play Champions League anymore.
Now, Man City boss Pep Guardiola and captain Fernandinho, have been speaking ahead of their second leg Champions League quarterfinal against Atletico. Not Atletico, there's no H. The Citizens skipper, no one calls him that, dropped a bombshell in his press conference confirming he will leave at the end of the season. We'll hear from Pep shortly, but first here's Fernandinho, basically saying what I've just told you. So if you want, just fast forward this bit. Not that much. Oh, that's a joke, that was just me.
Would you like to extend your stay as a player here another year, maybe?
I don't think so.
Maybe Chiqui knows it and didn't tell me, or maybe Indonesian know it and didn't tell me. I don't know. It was a surprise for me. I didn't know it. So now in the canteen, I'm going to say, hey, what happened? I'm leaving. So he's going to do. But his intentions, and honestly, another player in our situation said, oh, we do it for the benefit or want to hide me something. It's knowing Fernandinho, I'm pretty sure it's not. It just, it happened, it happened. I said with all the cases, at the end of the season, we would talk, you know, maybe it's a family decision, maybe because one more minute that they have this season, and I don't know. I would love to. I would speak with him, of course, but in this kind of situation, at the end of the season, we're going to talk.
So, with the news that Fernandinho is leaving, who should City aim to replace him with? Well, N'Golo Kante Conte is the answer, and here's myself and Charlie Austin, making that exact point on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show.
Would you take Kante over Declan Rice?
I don't think we'd go in for Declan Rice, to be quite honest. I don't. Not after buying Grealish for 100 million. I think we'd go. I think Rodri would be the main guy because he's still young, but I think we'll go someone a bit more experienced. Not as obviously experienced and as old as Fernandinho, but.
What about Phillips?
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, I'm not convinced, to be honest. I know he was good for England, he's good for Leeds, but I need a few more seasons out of him yet. To be quite honest, I didn't see him much in the Championship, so. I've only seen him in the Premier League and obviously what he's done for England, but I reckon a few more seasons out of Felix maybe, but I'd go someone a bit who's been there, done it, and honestly, Kante don't get in Chelsea team as much as he used to nowadays. I'd go for him for a year or two if he could.
On now to the Leeds head coach, Jesse March, who was a guest on the TalkSport Breakfast Show. He spoke about replacing Marcelo Bielsa at Elland Road and even dared to criticise the Argentinians' training regime. This should be a good listen.
The injury issue had a lot to me to do with the training methodologies. These players were overtrained, right? And it led to them being physically, mentally, psychologically, emotionally in a difficult place to recover from week to week, from game to game. So I have a very specific methodology with the way I work. And I've had a reputation for running, having high running data in the way that we play, but also having healthy, fit, strong players who can meet the standards of the game that we want. So we've tried to put that into place to help the players. I think that has helped a lot. The one with Patrick, I felt terrible about because the responsibility of a coach to take care of his players and to make sure that you're not injuring them and putting them in harm's way. So in the end, when it didn't go the way we wanted with Patrick, I always feel like it's my responsibility to get that right. But, you know, for the most part, I think we're getting healthy and strong with almost the entire group. Junior Firpo will probably be in training today. We're closer and closer with Patrick. The other part of that is just now the playing style. Marcelo had such a strong man-v-man playing style, and trying to rip the players away from 3.5 years of being instructed exactly to do that into now transitioning into what we're trying to do going forward has been massively challenging for the players to adapt to.
And there it goes. Listen to that roar of relief at Elland Road.
If you succumb to pressure, then you're in the wrong business. So you just have to wake up every morning, go to work, do the best you can, push the group every day, and then find ways to be intelligent, find ways to improve, find ways to be innovative, and then be clear with the way you communicate and the way you work with a group of players. And we've managed to have a relatively quiet work day every day, work week. And that's led to us focusing on the things that can make a difference for fighting for points. They still fall into old habits, especially when they're fatigued on the pitch. It's normal, right? And I'm going to tell them a story today that I was watching the video on the bus ride back, and I was frustrated with some of the things that were still not grasping so quickly. But then when I got out of the bus and went to go get into my car, I got in the wrong side because I'm still used to driving. So I thought, well, I need to be a little bit more patient with them.
Now, the Man United fans are set to protest at Old Trafford against Norwich at the weekend. It's aimed at the way the club has been run by the Glazers. Former Palace owner, Simon Jordan, criticised the supporters for the plans and claimed that it wouldn't be happening if the players were performing on the pitch.
What are they protesting against now? Fundamentally, the fact that the team isn't doing very well. They'll say that's an absolute outrage. It's not reflective of the situation. We've been saying it for a long time since they walked through the door. We loathe the way they bought the football club. They're nothing but corporate vultures over our football club. They don't understand the culture of Manchester United. They don't get it. We don't want them here. Okay, that's your prerogative. What does that really achieve? Maybe they'll get downward pressure. Maybe someone will come along and stump up £4 billion. Because if Chelsea's going for £3 billion, you better believe that Man United are going to go for a lot more money than that.
Right.
So maybe they will orchestrate that, and maybe someone will come through the door and just be wonderful.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On now to Super Charlie Austin, or SCA, as no one calls him. The QPR striker, of course. Talking about his teammates over the years.
All friends.
Welcome to Football Friends.
Dusan Tadic.
Oh, Tadic, you've got the best left foot in the game. Wow, Morning. How did you get so far?
Mane, you headed it beyond Ramsdale.
Slow down, Mane. You're so fast.
Virgil van Dijk.
Oh, van Dijk. How'd you get your hair so lovely? Oh, tell me more about England, Wazza.
Rooney again.
Oh, Rooney, tell me more. This is Football Friend.
It's a joke.
And it's Virgil van Dijk who's got this one.
In the summer, he's linked with a lot of people. And I said to him, Virgil, come on, like, surely how did Man United miss you and not come in at the time? I think Jose was in charge. Mm-hmm. And he said, they went for Lindelof in the summer instead. And I was like, what? Like, yeah, it went for Lindelof. Even though he had his heart set on going to Liverpool the whole time, you'd think a player like Virgil coming on the market,
it's nuts, isn't
Manchester
it?
United would go for, wouldn't you?
Did everyone at Southampton know he was a Rolls Royce at the time?
Yes. Honestly, he was a stand-up.
But that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. I don't really care, but I am back on my show, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time, at 4 p.m. today, alongside Darren Bent. A reminder, of course, straight after us from 7 p.m. is Atletico, not Atletico, there's no H, Madrid against Man City, Champions League quarterfinal, second leg. It's live on TalkSport, presented by Adrian Durham. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Literally, do whatever you have to do, unless it's illegal, then do it, perhaps, but don't tell anyone. But either way, until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.